It's the 70th anniversary of the start of the Lend-Lease program. The World War II era U.S. aid effort included the transfer of thousands of American-made planes to Russia from Fairbanks. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, Lend-Lease has had a lasting impact on the Interior City and fellow air hub communities in the Russian Far East.
Fairbanks was a much smaller city prior to World War II, an event that grew the population by 200%. Fairbanks Pioneer Air Museum curator Pete Haglin says the Lend-Lease program triggered a boom.
It was busy all the time. I mean, the airport was here. We had lots of troops came in. It started out pretty small and then ended up with, about 5,000 or 6,000 troops assigned to the ATC, Transport Ferrying Command.
Haglin says half of all the planes sent to Russia came through Fairbanks.
There were 7,926 officially airplanes that went over to Russia through Fairbanks. And from 1942, late September, to 1945, September. In times, there were over 300 airplanes went through here a month.
U.S. pilots ferried the new planes, a range of fighters, trainers, cargo, and bomber aircraft, from a staging area in Montana to Ladd Field at what became Fort Wainwright. Haglin says once on post, the Russian military would inspect the new aircraft and final work would be completed before the planes officially changed hands.
They would bring them in one end of the hangar, paint the red star on them, and take them out the other end of the hangar, and that's when they were turned over to the Russians.
Hangar 1 at Fort Wainwright is now a National Historic Monument. Haglin says modifications were made on some aircraft, including one born of basic necessity on a transport plane.
Of course, the heat was always limited, and it was always pretty cold over in Siberia in the wintertime. So they actually put a stove in there, wood or coal stove, and ran the chimney out the side of the airplane up over the top. And so they added a little cabin heat.
Haglin says the Russian flight crews often stocked up at Fairbanks stores to bring home food and other supplies to war-rationed communities at home. The Russian pilots would fly from Fairbanks, sometimes stopping in Galena, and then on to Nome, where they'd wait for a weather window to cross the Bering Strait into Russia, followed by a long series of flights to the Western warfront. The Lend-Lease story was largely kept quiet until Russia opened up beginning in the late 1980s, and Alaska and Russian Far East communities reconnected. Fairbanks and the fellow Lend-Lease air hub of Yakutsk became sister cities. Mimi Chapin, secretary of the Alaskan-Russian Center in Fairbanks, which works to foster the relationship, went to Yakutsk again last year and met with a local Lend-Lease historian.
One of the things that he said that was most interesting to me was that people during that time did not talk about the fact that it was really, really dangerous and that many planes went down and a number of people were killed. They didn't want to admit failures of any kind. And he felt that one of the important contributions he was making was allowing people to remember members of their family that had died in the attempt to bring these planes over.
Chapin, who laid a wreath on the Yakutsk Lend-Lease Memorial during her visit, says the World War II era program has had a lasting local impact on the U.S.-Russian relationship.
They said that they had memories of, in very small villages on the outskirts of Yakutsk, receiving boxes of food that was had, when they opened up the box, it had made in the USA and it was Lend-Lease program. And this gave them a really positive feeling about Americans.
The 70th anniversary of Lend-Lease is being marked in Yakutsk and Fairbanks. A Lend-Lease ceremony and symposium were held in Fairbanks over the weekend. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.